All right, it is the prayer closet. Welcome. If you have a prayer request today, well, we want to pray for you. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. If you have a need, a concern, something weighing on your heart today, we want to pray for you. So let us know. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And let us lift up that need before the Lord. Or maybe a praise. Maybe you're celebrating something God has done today. Maybe you want to had an answer to prayer. Maybe you called in earlier, shared earlier a prayer request, and God answered that prayer request, and you want to share that answer with us. Please do. We always love to hear about how God answers prayer and love to proclaim that and share that with others. It's an encouragement to others, and it's good to give thanks to the Lord for that. Whatever it may be, a need, a concern, a praise, a thanksgiving, let us lift it up before the Lord together on the prayer closet. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, you know, because we don't want you to not get the prayer that you need because, you know, if you're concerned, you're praying about your marriage or something like that. Obviously, you know, we understand. Don't want that broadcast all over the place, but we still want you to get the prayer that you need. 419-389-0893. Lord, we do thank you this day for this opportunity we have to come before you to pray, to lift up these needs, these concerns, these cares, these thanksgivings, these praises before you, to bring all things before you, Lord, because all things belong to you. All things matter to you. You are Lord of all things. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you this day. We give this day to you. We ask that you would move with might, with power, and with strength through the lives of our listeners as they experience the fullness of your goodness and grace, as you work in their lives for their good and your glory. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. As before we get into our prayer, we like to get into the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul writes this: "Do not deceive yourselves. If any one of you thinks he is wise by the standards of this age, he should become a fool so that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows all the thoughts of the wise are futile." For all the bracketology and all the breakdowns and all the study and all the analyzing that's going to go on, nobody's going to get a perfect bracket. Nobody's even really going to get close. Last year, you can go online, you know, CBS, ESPN, all these places, and you can fill out your brackets online. Millions of people will go online and fill out their brackets. And usually, you know, after the first day of games, there's not a single perfect bracket left. I think last year somebody had a perfect bracket out of the first round of games, and it was the first time it had ever happened. And then the second round happened, and then boom, blew up, right? So it just never happens. It's futile. The picking of these games is futile because we just don't know what we think we know. Now, when it comes to filling out a bracket, you know, and having fun with your friends, that's not that big a deal. But when it comes to life, when it comes to how we live our lives and how we think about God, all of a sudden those things do matter a lot. It does matter what we know and what we don't know, and knowing what we know and knowing what we don't know. It does matter. It can impact our eternal destiny. And Paul writes to the Corinthians to remind them, you don't know nearly as much as you think you do. You may be wise in your own eyes, but you're not wise in the eyes of God. You may think you have it all figured out, but you do not have it all figured out. And the best thing to do is to know what you don't know and to humble yourself before God. As he says, become a fool so that you may become wise. What does that mean? That means we admit to God that we don't know and we need his help to guide and direct us. We need him to show us the way and the path, because the truth is we don't know. We can make our plans and have our ideas about what's going to happen and what life is going to do, and life happens and those plans blow up in an instant. We don't know. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You don't know what the next 5 minutes of your life is going to bring. Your phone could ring in the next 30 seconds and your entire life could change depending on the news, for good or worse. You could get a phone call that devastates you. You could get a phone call that elates you beyond your wildest dreams. You don't know. Or maybe nothing will happen at all. The fact is, we don't know. We do the best we can to make our plans for the future. I'm not saying you never make plans for the future. You know, you put away money, you have insurance, and, you know, try to make wise decisions. But how do we do that? We do that based on the principles God's given us. You know, God gives us some principles to live by. We enact those principles, realizing that we don't know everything's going to happen, but we're going to enact the principles that God's given us so that, you know, when things happen in our life, we're ready for them. As Jesus says, you built our house on the rock. not on the sand. We've taken his teachings to heart. We live our lives according to his teachings so that we're on a solid foundation. So when the storms come, and we don't always know when they're coming, we're ready to withstand them. But in order for that to happen, we need to follow the teachings of God. We need to humble ourselves and admit, I know less than God. I know, it's a shock. It's stunning to hear that. A stunning admission to make. But it's true. You know less than God about everything. As near as I can tell, I am the world's foremost expert at one thing, and that is what I think. Right? I am the world's foremost expert on the thoughts of Tommy Briggs. I know better than anyone what I think. There's nobody in the world has a better understanding of my thoughts, my opinions, my attitudes than I do. I know where I stand on all the issues, even when I don't have a stand. And no one knows that better than me. The world's foremost expert. You want to know what Tommy Briggs is thinking? Nobody can give you a better understanding than me. And you know what? I don't know me as well as God does. The one thing that I'm the world's foremost expert on, and even that, I don't know as well as God. You are the world's foremost expert on what you think. No one knows better. Right? The Bible tells us that no one knows a man's thoughts except the man's spirit inside of him. Only you really know. You're the world's foremost expert on you, and you don't know yourself nearly as well as God does. There's nothing we know or nothing we understand that eclipses God's understanding. He has greater understanding of everything. Everything. You, your relationships, your life, the past, the future, the present, everything. Vastly greater understanding. Not just a little better understanding, not just a little better insight. Vastly, vastly, vastly greater understanding of all of those things. By orders of magnitude beyond anything we can imagine. So what does a wise person do? Well, a wise person says, you know what? Since God has a vastly greater understanding of these things than I do, maybe I should listen to God. Wow. What a stunning revelation. If I'm sick, I have a disease, something's wrong with me, I can try to self-diagnose, try to figure it out, go on the internet, and probably be wrong because I have no medical training. I don't know. Or I can go to a doctor, seek out an expert in this area, someone who knows, who's studied, who's gone to years and years and years of schooling, has invested years and years and years of study into understanding these things, and trust their judgment. And listen to them, and they say, you know what, this is what we have, and this is what we need to do. And we listen to them. Why? Because they have greater knowledge than we do. Now, unlike God, they don't have perfect knowledge. You know, doctors can still make mistakes, but the fact is they have greater knowledge than us and have a better and more informed opinion of what's right and wrong than we do. Same as if your car breaks down. You're not a mechanic. You've never really worked on cars. What are you going to do? Say, well, I'll just open the hood and hope for the best. Start taking things out, putting things in. Or are you going to go to someone who actually has studied cars and learned how to work on them and gone to school for this and knows what makes a car run and knows what how to diagnose problems and let them fix it? See, the fact is, we do this all the time in our lives. You know, it's tax season. Some of you are going to do your taxes on your own. Some are going to say, you know what? These taxes are pretty complicated. I need some help. I'm going to go to an accountant who, you know, is training in this area and can maybe do a better job on my taxes for me. Throughout our lives, we're going to turn to people who have greater knowledge and seek their help because we can't be experts at everything. You might be an expert in how to fix your car, but you might have no idea how to deal with your plumbing. You might be an expert in one area, but that doesn't mean you're an expert in another. And so we turn to people who have greater knowledge and we trust them to help us and to guide us and direct us. And we trust the greater knowledge that they have. So why don't we do the same with God, who has greater knowledge about everything? He's infinitely more informed about all these things. Infinitely greater understanding. There's one person who knows what the NCAA bracket is going to be. One person going to fill them out perfectly and not even break a sweat. That's God. God knows who's going to win this tournament. Now, I don't think he's wasting his time filling out brackets over it, but he knows. But he's the only one. But God brings that level of expertise, that level of knowledge, that level of wisdom to every area of our life. He knows best in every area. And when we turn to him, that's wisdom. Because we're turning to an expert. We're turning into someone who knows better than we do and can give us proper guidance. And he can give that into every area of our life and every part of our life. And we need to surrender to that, have the humility to come and say, yes, God knows better, and so I'm going to trust what he tells me. I remember reading a story a long time ago about Jack Hayford, I think it was. Big pastor out in California. I don't know if he's still alive or not. He might be. Anyway, big church out in California. And he was telling a story about one day how he loved chocolate, liked to eat chocolate. He wasn't like a chocoholic, he wasn't mowing on it, but he liked to chocolate, liked to eat chocolate. And one day he came under the conviction that God didn't want him to eat chocolate anymore. So he stopped eating chocolate. And here was his reason. He said, you know what? I believe God loves me. I believe God cares about me, and I believe God wants me to enjoy pleasures and blessings that he's given to me. So I don't believe God would take chocolate away from me just to be mean. I believe if God tells me that I shouldn't be eating chocolate, he knows my body better than I do. He knows my health better than I do. And if he tells me to stop eating chocolate, there's probably a really good reason for that. And I'm going to trust that. He's not going to do it just to be mean or spiteful. He's going to do it because that's what's in my best interest. And so I'm going to trust what he knows. So he stopped eating chocolate. What a great attitude, right? I trust what God says. I trust that God tells me he loves me. He cares about me. He's not going to deny stuff to me just to be mean. So if he's telling me to give up something or surrender something, it's because it's going to be for my best. And I really need to listen to that and trust what God knows over what I know or I think. And that's the attitude of wisdom. That's what Paul tells us to be. Become like a fool. How do we become like a fool? By realizing we don't know it all. We don't have all the answers, but God does. And we can trust him. And we need to start listening to him. Not putting faith in our own wisdom, but putting faith in the wisdom of God. We'll come back with your prayer requests, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And we have a prayer request here. Check one thing, make sure we didn't get any coming in there. Okay. Listener writes in, says, having issues with an employee under her authority, dealing with complaining, gossiping, false accusations, not following procedures, and just wanting wisdom in how to deal with this employee. Lord, we do pray for this listener as she's dealing with this difficult employee. Lord, we pray that you'll grant her wisdom to understand and know how to handle this situation. What are the appropriate steps that need to be taken to bring this employee into line, to help this employee change these behaviors and become a positive part of that community and part of that company? Or, Lord, if they refuse to change, if a change needs to be made in their employment status, Lord, that they would have wisdom to know what the proper course is, wisdom to know the proper path to follow, discernment to understand what you are saying and to lead this into a good and positive resolution. So, Lord, we pray for them. We pray for a discerning, wise spirit as they deal with this person. We pray this in your name. Amen. Remember, you can always get your prayer requests to us by emailing or texting us anytime at prayer@yeshome.com. You can call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 419-389-0893. Get your prayer requests into us that way. And if you ever need to talk to someone, you can always get connected to a live online spiritual coach for an online chat session at our website, yeshome.com. Just click the chat now button. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. Have a fantastic day, everybody. God bless.